The Vancouver Giants dropped a tough game on Wednesday night to the Prince George Cougars, blowing a 5-4 lead in the final minutes to lose 6-5 in regulation. The loss drops Vancouver's record this season to 1-9-1-6-4, while the Cougars improved to 2-4-1-0-3-2. The Giants were tied 1-1 after 20 and 3-3 after 40, before grabbing a 5-4 lead 6-40 into Period 3. Prince George tied the game with under 2 minutes left on a 6-on-4 power play and then scored the game winner with only 43 seconds remaining. That one hurts tonight for sure, just with how it finished off. It's tough to swallow, to be honest, because there's lots of really good moments in that game, and unfortunately we gave up a lead in the third and gave up the game-winning goal with 30 seconds or whatever was left and the game's done. We liked our demeanor, our approach tonight for the most part. It's good to see the guys rally back and get that lead and give us a chance to win, but at the end of the day, we fell short here, said Giants associate coach Adam Maglio. Newcomer Maxim Muranov, 9th, 10th, scored a pair of goals in his Giants debut, while Tyus Sparks, 5th, Mazdan Leslie, 8th, and Jaden Lipinski, 7th, also found the back of the net. William Kamek, 8th, 9th, struck twice for Prince George, with Riley Height, 20th, Corbin Vaughn, 1st, Tarek Parasak, 18th, and Ben Riesch, 24th, each scoring as well. Sparks opened the scoring for the G-men less than 3 minutes in when he put home a rebound from right in front. Kamek would tie it on an individual effort off the rush, as he drove wide and was able to get to the net and chip home the equalizer. Leslie gave the Giants a 2-1 lead with a one-timer on a 4-on-3 power play early in Period 2, but the Cougars would respond with a pair of goals of their own. Height redirected in the tying goal of a hard pass from Cone Zimmer, and then Vaughn made it 3-2 for Prince George with a one-time blast at the 16:21 mark of Period 2. The Giants got a quick response from Muranov, who tied it off a face-off with a low shot through the five-hole of Ravensbergen, making it 3-3 after 40 minutes. Kamek put Prince George back in front just 29 seconds into the third period, but yet again Vancouver was quick to equalize with Cameron Schmidt finding Lipinski in the slot 51 seconds later, who made no mistake to tie the contest 4-4. Muranov scored his second of the night from the bottom of the left circle moments after Jakub Oreskovic hit the crossbar to restore the Giants' lead at 5-4. The Giants would then be called for slashing with only 1:57 remaining in the game, setting up a 6-on-4 power play where Vallis set up Parasak in front to tie the game 14 seconds into the man advantage. In the final minute, Ben Riesch stole the puck as the Giants were breaking up ice and quickly spun and fired a low shot that found the back of the net, making it a 6-5 final score. Muranov was really good tonight. He's a big, heavy body. He's really good around the net, you saw that on his second goal. He gets to hard areas. Really liked his game tonight, Maglio said about Muranov's Giants debut. Cougars Ben Riesch and Kamek claimed the first two stars of the game while Muranov was third. Giants netminder Brady Smith made 28 saves out of 34 shots while Prince George's Joshua Ravensbergen faced 31 shots and made 26 saves. The Giants head to Kamloops for a game Friday evening before hosting Kelowna Saturday evening at the Tri-Cities Friday, January 17. Keep up with the team at VancouverGiants.com.